USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress back in session, some people are awaiting new gun legislation to address some of the recent mass murders across the country, especially after talks that President Trump could be making an announcement sooner than expected. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he's got Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's approval. Now he needs support from the White House.
Well, he's on board with all of us working together, and we have been. So we know a big package. I would say you have talked to Lindsey on that, but he and I spent a lot of time together yesterday and spoke to the president together. So we're all working together. We're all moving in one direction.
A new report in the L.A. Times says admitted mastermind of the college admissions cheating scandal was investigated by UCLA 5 years ago. The Times says Rick Singer worked with a parent who allegedly offered to pay UCLA $100,000 to get her daughter admitted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The man suspected of murdering 22 people inside a West Texas Walmart is under indictment. El Paso County DA Jaime Esperanza announced on Thursday a grand jury handed down capital murder charges against the 21-year-old North Texas man. He's accused of walking into the big box store and opening fire last month. Astronomers find water on a planet twice the size of Earth. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. The planet is called K2-18b, and it's a plausible candidate in the search for alien life. The habitable zone is the region around the star where temperatures are sufficiently benign for water to exist in liquid form. The team behind the discovery looked through the planets that were discovered by the Hubble Space Telescope for the past few years.
Thank you for that report, Wendy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Democrats continue to prepare for Thursday night's Democratic primary debate, one of the things many of them will be looking to do is persuade voters. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Lee Carter. She's author of a new book titled Persuasion, Convincing Others When Facts Don't Seem to Matter, and she has some advice for some of the presidential candidates.
I'm hoping that we see some candidates making their case more effectively about what they stand for and why their America is going to be different or better than it is today. Because frankly, what I've been seeing from a lot of the Democratic candidates up until now is a lot of reaction to the president. And I often say that in persuasion, if you're reacting, you're not acting, and it's not necessarily the best place to be. So I've gone through some of the candidates' messaging, and I've looked at it, and I thought, oh gosh, it's surprising how much it is in response to the president. So Joe Biden says, our best days are still ahead of us. We are in a battle for the soul of America. He's very reactive to the president. Bernie Sanders says, no one candidate's going to be able to beat Trump alone. It's going to take all of us. Elizabeth Warren says, we're going to save our democracy. This is the fight of our lives. Mayor Pete, we cannot find greatness in the past. There is no again in the real world. So, but a lot of candidates out there who are fighting against the president. And I think it's important that we see candidates come out and make their case for what it is that's going to make them different or better than the other candidates on the stage.
Week 2 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Carolina Panthers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.